Motion, gentlemen.
Motion, we come back in?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we come out of executive session into regular session. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
You want to shake, Mr. Rogers, there he is. Mr. Rogers?
Yep.
Yes, motion passed. Mr. Phillips? Jim, you.
Next item we've got on the agenda is an appeal request filed by Deep Branch Road LLC in respect to subdivision number 2006-63. The appeal relates to action by the Planning and Zoning Commission that said that in calculating the density in a cluster subdivision, all wetlands must be deducted from the gross acreage before the resulting number of acres is divided by half acre. This tract is in a low-density area, and the cluster ordinance does say that for tracts in a low-density area, there must be a 25% deduction from the gross acreage before you divide that number by half acre. It does not say that wetlands must be a second deduction from gross acreage. In this particular subdivision, the developers proposed a 50-foot buffer from wetlands so that any lot line would be at least 50 feet from any designated wetlands. That's not actually required by ordinance, but the developer proposed that and was okay with that. What the developer was not okay with was this additional deduction of all the land that was classified as wetland from the base of acreage before the calculation. My legal advice on the matter is that if the commission in carrying out their responsibilities to review a cluster subdivision, they should follow the dictates and requirements of the cluster ordinance. My recommendation is that in this particular case would be that council give some consideration to clarifying that position from the commission. The problem, as I see it, if we want all wetlands to be deducted, we need to put something in the cluster ordinance to that effect. There is some general language in there saying that the commission can impose other conditions, provided those conditions are necessary to protect the natural environment or to protect adjoining properties. However, to justify and this deduction of wetlands caused a loss of 35 lots in the density calculation. But without having specific guidelines for the commission to follow, if the commission picks things out of the air and uses them as a basis for modifying a calculation where that deduction is not supported by the ordinance, I'm concerned that we could have some problems with litigation. So depending on what you're inclined to do, I can certainly propose a motion either way. Your options on an appeal on a subdivision are to affirm what the commission did, to send it back to the commission for a further hearing and another recommendation, or to overturn that portion of the decision of the commission that is appeal from. If you have any questions, I would be
happy. Question, Jim?
My only question I have against Mr. Griffin, and you've already said that, but for the record, this does meet our county ordinance. What there are 298 units.
The 298 units does comply with the county ordinance. They have a 30-foot forested buffer around all boundaries, a 50-foot setback between lot lines and all wetlands. It's just the issue of the fact that the motion that was passed by the commission also deducted all the lands that were wetland before you made the calculation.
Well, I've got a real problem. I thought planning, zoning, I thought the commission was, their function with us was to go back and make sure to hold a public hearing, we vote on it, and final site plan goes back to them, and they monitor it to make sure it meets all the county ordinances and stipulations that we've put on it. Here lately, they've been pulling stuff out of the air, drafting their own regulations and putting on it, and I totally disagree with that. And I have expressed that to some of the commissioners. Some of them are still thinking that's the way to go. I'll probably get in trouble for making comments, but they need to stick with the ordinance, and that's my take on it. Now I'm ready to vote on it.
Any other comments, gentlemen?
Well, I think that because of what Mr. Griffin said about the wording in there that actually alluded to the ability for the commission to add imposed conditions based on other factors, they have the ability to do it, and they've done it in the past, and they're doing it again today. So I think they're totally within their guidelines and the ability to do it. We wrote that 17 points, and we had all these other things, and to give them the flexibility. And I believe that when they look at the area, they look at the rural nature of the community that they're talking about, or the adjacent parcels of land. They saw large lots. They saw low density, and they felt that this was be more appropriate to reduce the density because of those factors. So, anyway.
Okay.
You need a motion?
You have a motion there?
I can read a form of motion.
Okay.
As to the condition imposed by the commission, which deleted wetlands from the density calculation, council finds that the commission made an error in its interpretation of the cluster zoning ordinance because the ordinance does not provide a legal basis for a requirement that wetlands be deleted before the calculation is made.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
And moving to second that we, I guess, approve the 298 as calibrated by We overturned the decision at P&Z of 263 versus 298. Mr. Cole.
If we're going to overturn it, no, I think the Planning and Zoning Commission is well within their rights. I think that they have a real grasp of what's going on in this county. And they're dealing with an area where when you have our subdivision ordinance, you wouldn't be able to utilize the wetlands, and they would have had a lot less density. So to give a density bonus with the clustering, they just didn't feel it was fair, especially when the adjoining areas were large lots, very large lots. And they just thought it was out of character. And they didn't say anything, I don't think, about it that was going to hurt the wetlands, but they just felt that the conditions they imposed were appropriate. And I agree.
Okay. Mr. Phillips.
The cluster ordinance is designed to encourage applications that preserve open space and at the same time protect wetlands and other natural features. These wetlands have been protected, they've been buffered, and the density calculation per the terms of our ordinance is appropriate. I vote yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Exception to what Mr. Cole said, they wouldn't be able to use the wetlands. Well, they're not using the wetlands to begin with.
No, they're using it for their density calculation.
Oh,
right.
Well, that's
by right, by law.
Oh, that's permitted. That's by ordinance. And I think that as long as they follow the ordinance, they won't get in trouble when they get away from following what the ordinance is. And we go through the process of holding public hearings to adopt these ordinances, and I think that's what they should be following. I think they should, if they don't like an ordinance, they should come to us and say, you know, we need to adopt it, we need to change it. But you got to follow the ordinance. My vote is yes.
Roger.
I agree with P&Z does, but the ordinance has got to be followed. And all the way back to Jack Allen, he was always against calculations of wetlands and golf courses. And there needs to be an ordinance if you want to stop it. But the ordinance allows them to do it now, and they've made a misjudgment. I vote yes.
My vote is yes also, because it says that the federal wetlands is not included in your density. And the ordinance says, and it's very how, I don't know how anybody can design anything as far as designers and come in and never, and you're taking, getting pot shots. The ordinances are there so that they can follow the law. And that's why we have the ordinances or law. Motion passed.
I make motion recess to 1:30.
So moved. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
We can come back in advance.
Yeah.